We rejected three because we felt that they weren't right. One, particularly in terms of the residency criteria, the House of Keys, and in fact the committee set up to look at the bill, were quite clear that that needed to be extended past the 12 months. So what happens now is those changes that we proposed and those ones that we've rejected need to go back to the Legislative Council, and they need to consider those, particularly in light of the debate we've had this morning.
Is this going to be a table tennis match? Is it going to be bouncing back and forth?
I hope not. I think the House of Keys was quite clear in those amendments that they didn't accept and explained why in a coherent way. So I hope the Legislative Council will take that on board and agree with the House of Keys. Should they disagree, then I'd be keen on setting up a bit of a conference, which is part of our parliamentary process, to sit around the table and try to work out how we can achieve consensus on this. Because it's important, I think, that the bill goes forward after the considerable amount of time that we've been discussing it.
But it's possible that they could say, yes, okay, we accept that.
Absolutely. We live in a democracy, and what we need is consensus across both chambers on such an important bill.
Peter Greenhill, is it likely LegCo will just fair game? Yes, okay, we accept what the Keys have said.
They'll have a look at it, but I think now that movement has gone forward, I think they will accept those. But that's down to the people that will be there, because I won't be there next week.
Yes, are you going to miss it all?
Oh, you could say that, but no, it's. I think I've done my stint, and that 5 years has been important, especially the things that have gone on in that 5 years. And I've got other things to do, which will involve the island in a big way, so we'll see.
But this is a major piece of legislation for you to bow out?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, it's been very important to me as an individual, but working with Dr. Allenson on it, he's done a fantastic job, and to get that bill through, because there's always going to be people who, quite rightly, will say, I don't agree with this, but we've got the right result through here, and I'm sure that will be put into law very, very quickly.